This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. President Trump marked this Memorial Day with a visit to Arlington Cemetery, where he laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier and paid tribute to families of those killed in battle. A bill that would expand the way military veterans can access health care is on the president's desk, and he's expected to sign it. The $52 billion VA Mission Act provides a boost of funding for the system that delivers care to more than 9 million veterans. The plan would inject money into the CHOICE program, which allows veterans to go to private providers for care. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The Veterans Choice Program, as it's known, was created in 2014. It allows some veterans to seek care from neighborhood emergency clinics or even private doctors. The VA Mission Act provides $5 billion to keep the Choice Program going, but it also outlines ways that more veterans could have access to private care.
If it makes sense for veterans to get care at VA, then they should do so. If it makes sense for them to go across the street, then that's what needs to be done.
Carlos Fuentes is director of the Veterans of Foreign Wars National Legislative Service. This bill represents just a first step. In order to expand the program, Congress would have to appropriate more money, and regulators need to figure out just what the Veterans Affairs Department's role would be in a system that uses more outside providers. Bali Ihia is with Johns Hopkins Medical Center.
Veterans will have access to walk-in care, which is a new benefit across the country once the regulations are written for this piece of it.
Many veterans use Medicare or access private health care through employer insurance. The Federal Employees Union has criticized the VA Mission Act, saying it's kicking the door open to privatizing the VA. Ashish Jha with the Harvard School of Public Health doesn't think this bill does exactly that, but says it raises an important question.
Is the VA meant to be a truly comprehensive one-stop shop system for veterans? Or is it really just a place that coordinates care, delivers some of it, but reaches out and uses the private sector in a substantial way?
He says this model requires more coordination between VA clinics and the private sector to ensure accurate records of a veteran's medical history. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.